message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
All the glory tonight. Bless somebody here tonight. We promise to return the glory to you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big clap offering as you take your seat in God's presence. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody excited tonight, shout a big hallelujah. We started our series last week, the preservation series, and it was a great time in God's presence. If you were here that last week and you were blessed, shout a big hallelujah. Can you shout a living hallelujah? We treated 4 points last week on keys to preservation. Number one key is the key of living in God's presence. Number two key is living in God's service. Number three key is trusting in God. And number four key is the key of pastoral and prophetic covering. These four keys were treated last week. Number one, living in God's presence. Number two, living in God's service. Number three, trusting in God for your preservation. And number four, living under prophetic and pastoral covering. And tonight, we want to move on in that series. In the part two of that message, keys to preservation. Part two. Keys to preservation. Part two. God's dear need for you and I is for us to be preserved. God does not want you to be destroyed. God does not want the enemy to destroy you. God does not want the enemy to slaughter you. God wants you to fulfill your days. In Psalm 23 from verse 1, the Bible said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. It maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Restored my soul. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me." So God is a God who is always there for us. He does not want us to be destroyed. He does not want the enemy to eat us up. For everyone under the sound of my voice tonight, I declare your total preservation in the last few days and few months in this year in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. And so tonight, we'll move on in the keys. That's key number five. We treated four last week. Number five key to preservation is the key of praise and worship. The key of praise and worship. Or praise and worship lifestyle. Praise and worship lifestyle. Whenever someone is living a life of murmuring and grumbling, he can easily be ejected out of life. You will notice that when a person is working in a company or an office and is always complaining about the boss, complaining about the security, complaining about the lighting, complaining about the chair, about the table, when the company wants to sack, it is that complainer the first sack. He says, "Since you are here and you are a complainer, it's better for us to send you back home." It is the same thing in life. Any man or woman who lives a life of murmuring and complaining instead of a life of worship loses his or her preservation. In 1 Corinthians 10 verse 10, 1 Corinthians 10 verse 10, the Bible says, "Neither ye murmur as others murmured and were destroyed by the destroyer." So, murmuring and complaining is the key to destruction. That's why when we are worshiping God, it's not a time for you to look around. That's why you are not meant to come into the service after the worship is over. You are meant to be in the service and worship. Now, listen to me. In Psalm 150 verse 6, the Bible says, "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord." Your breath will only be preserved if it is offering praise. Your breath, which is your greatest asset, will only be preserved if your praise flows regularly. Many's breath has been cut short, but your own will never be cut short. I say your own will never be cut short. So a life of praise and worship is a permanent preservative. It preserves you on a permanent basis. What does it mean to have a lifestyle of praise and worship? A, you can say 5A. It means a life of gratitude. The life of praise and worship means a life of gratitude. A life that is always grateful to the Almighty. What does it mean to have a life of praise and worship? It is a life that glorifies God in all situations. He glorifies God when he has money. He glorifies God when he doesn't have money. He glorifies God. I can tell you this. My wife and I had a little bit of delay when we got married, and God broke that yoke. Now listen to me. If we still had no children till today, it will not stop my serving God. Because I'm not serving God because I want children. I'm not serving God because I want money. It is my duty. Somebody say duty. It is your duty. So a life of serving God, a life of gratitude, is a life which always glorifies God. Number 5C, what does it mean to have a life of worship? It's a life that is devoid of any form of murmuring and complaining. There is no murmuring. There is no complaining. There is nothing that you can see that is not okay. Everything is okay. Everything that God has done, you are happy. For somebody here tonight, grace to praise God like never before comes upon you tonight in the name of Jesus. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, three nations came against Jehoshaphat. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 from verse 1 to 37 all the way. The Bible says that three nations came against him. The Moabite, the Ammonite, and people from Mount Seir. And the Bible says that he appointed singers. Jehoshaphat appointed singers. He said, let us appoint singers. And they began to praise God. And the Bible said, God set ambushment against the enemies. And the enemies began to face themselves. When you face God in praise, your enemies face themselves in fight. When you face God in praise, enemies face themselves in fight. I don't have a problem with my enemies. Exodus 14 verse 14. I will fight for you. You will hold your peace. I am praising him. Enemies are fighting themselves. They shoot arrows. Instead of coming to me, goes to their children. That is what is going to happen for somebody here tonight in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. As long as you are a praising child of God, then you have qualified for preservation. You have qualified for God to preserve you. Somebody is here tonight. At 120, you will still be alive. You will still be bouncing and thanking God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 21. And when they had consulted with the people, he appointed singers. Somebody was fighting. So they came to fight somebody. Instead of the person fighting, he called the choir. Say, choir, please come. Let's begin to sing and dance. Let's begin to praise God. The life of praise is the life that preserves. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of his holiness. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. That's what they were doing. You are mighty and holy. You are lifted high above all. So we worship you, Almighty God. You are lifted high. You are lifted high. They began to praise the beauty of holiness, and when they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Next verse. Verse 22. Thank you, Jesus. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushment against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. God, they were praising. God sent ambushment. They began to fight themselves and they killed themselves. Bible said nobody was spared. After they were killed, he took them several days to gather all their goods. And they packed it away. Somebody is here tonight. Praise is going to change your life. Via praise, your life shall be changed. Praise has power. Praise is one of the powers of Calvary. Calvary saw me the tomb. Iban Jemiti for law. Me Jemini sat. Calvary. When you are praising God, every of your tears is wiped away. Somebody's here tonight. Your tears shall be wiped away suddenly. I say your tears shall be wiped away suddenly. Friends, I have not seen one thing that God has not done right. Nothing. Everything. Thank you, Lord. Everything. I thank you. For everything. That's the way to live long. A lifestyle of praise is a preservative. It's a preservative. It's a preservative. I mean, you must have seen some murmurers. A murmurer murmurs about everything. Murmurs about biro. Murmurs about handkerchief. Murmurs about chair. Murmurs about everything. Nothing is okay. For somebody here tonight, grace to be a permanent praising person comes upon you tonight in Jesus' name. I need to move very fast tonight because I want to take another 4 points. I've just taken one now. Number six key to preservation is upright living. Upright living. Every upright man or upright woman is a man or woman who is preserved by God. Every upright man or upright woman is permanently preserved. The destiny of the sinner is to run. But the destiny of the upright is to be preserved. In Proverbs 28, verse 1, the wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous is as bold as a lion. So, uprightness is one major thing that makes God to preserve you. Searching my scriptures, I notice that every upright man is a preserved man. Many of the problems of many Christians is not witchcraft, it is sincraft. Witchcraft is limited in power. Sin has unlimited power. When sin steps in, protection is broken. Once sin comes in, defense is cut short. And I wrote here to quickly, consequences of iniquity. Number one, consequences of sin is iniquity gives the devil access to one's life. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 27, we say, neither give place to the devil. Don't give place to the devil. Don't give the devil any place. Don't give the devil any place. Don't give the devil any place. Many people's destruction is not because of any, it's my father's seventh wife that is pursuing me. It's a lie. A man that picks his money, goes to beer parlor, and buys 10 bottles of alcoholic drink with 2 kwamo, settle down with it. Now he's drunk. He's driving home, has an accident. They say it's witches that kill him. It's not witch. It is stupidity that kill him. It is iniquity that kill him. It is not everybody that you see that is dead that was killed by any witch. Some people were killed out of nonsensical thinking. How can you pick your car and be doing car race with somebody you don't know on Lagos Ibadan Expressway? It's a sign of madness. Say the person winds down and say, pursue me. You to pursue. Let us see who will get to Lagos first. Or you take your car key. You go to some particular area in Kwara here, and you say, you wind down your glass. You say, hello, babe. How much is it? He said, she says, 2002. 2002. Ah, I didn't even know it's that cheap. I'll give you 2005. Come inside. Then you carry her to an hotel. How much is the hotel? He said, 3,000 for 2 hours. 2 hours is too much. I only need 45 minutes. Then by the time he comes out as a total nonentity, as a total madman. Because all the virtue and the good things deposited from him by God for him was dropped on that bed in that hotel. May God deliver every one of us here tonight. May God give everyone the wisdom to know what to do here tonight. So everything in life is not is the devil, somebody pursuing me. You yourself, use your brain. Turn to your neighbor and say, use your brain. Use your brain. Use your brain. Your brain is there for you to think, what I'm doing, isn't this what killed my father? I read in the Bible that this kind of thing kills something. Do I want a repeat of history? When you have heard that smoking is dangerous to health and you continue to smoke it, then you smoke away. Kidney, liver, everything. Smoke away. Number two consequence of iniquity is sin breaks the edge of protection around the man. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 8. Whosoever breaketh the edge, the serpent will bite. Once you are involved in sin, you are no longer under cover. Your cover has been broken. Your security is your righteousness. Your sanctification is your security. That's the greatest security. Once you break the edge, the serpent, which is the devil himself, can bite. Number three consequence of iniquity is iniquity destroys your boldness of faith. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. Fight the good fight of faith. Iniquity destroys the boldness of faith. Now, number D, iniquity destroys the distance between man and God. Isaiah 59, verse 1. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 1. So, what? It says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shut that it cannot save, neither is here heavy that it cannot hear. Verse 2 says, but the iniquity has separated between you and your God, and your sin have hid his face from you that will not hear you. For somebody here tonight, God will hear you. I say, God will hear you. Media, I'm in Isaiah now. Isaiah 59, 1 and 2. The Lord will bless somebody here tonight in the name of Jesus. Number 7 key. I said, number 5 key is praise and worship. We started from number 1 last week, and we are now on number 5, praise and worship lifestyle. Number 6 is a life of uprightness. A life of uprightness. This afternoon, while I was just going through this message, God spoke to me. He said, things don't go right for those who are not upright. If you are not upright, things won't go right. But as long as you are upright, definitely things will go right for you. For somebody here tonight, things will always go right for you. I say things will always go right for you. Money have destroyed a lot of people. Money has destroyed. There are some people you can't play with money around them. Their uprightness is okay, but once it hits money, forget it. But grace, to stand uprightly always, that grace comes upon you in the name of Jesus. Number 7 key to preservation is spirituality, or what I call spiritual sensitivity. Romans chapter 12 verse 2. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be a man or woman who has heavy investment in your spiritual life. Your spirituality is not for luxury, but it is a immunity and a security for your preservation. Your spirituality is not for luxury. You are not fasting for nothing. You are not praying for nothing. You are not waking up in the night for nothing. It is your immunity and your security against the wiles of the enemy. 1 Peter 5, I said, be sober, be vigilant, the adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, goeth about seeking whom to devour. But you must be engaged spiritually. Once you are spiritually engaged, I mean, look at what happened to Joseph, the father the husband of Mary, who was the mother of Jesus. In the book of Matthew chapter 2, verse 13, the Bible says, God spoke to him through an angel in the night. Take this child, Jesus, away quickly from this place. Herod will kill him. If he was not a spiritual man, he wouldn't have picked it. May God give you grace to pick divine signals. and say, may God give you grace to pick divine signals. May God help you never to be a carnal Christian. Years ago, before this ministry started, I was one of the ministers that was were working and serving God together. I was the pastor of the church. Was misbehaving. And I would call him. What's going on? Your spirituality is going down. What's happening to you? Your spirituality is going down. Night vigil, you are not coming. Wednesday service, you are not coming. Your spirituality is going down. After some time, he just disappeared. Started searching for him. One day, Saturday, I can never forget. I don't know if my wife can remember. I can never forget. I was in the church in the evening, just having some time with God. And God said, this guy is about to be destroyed. Call him back now. And I phoned the wife. Hello, where is your husband? Tell him to come now and see me. He said, he has traveled. He just traveled now. I said, phone him. Tell him to come back and see me now. And I phoned his number. The number did not go. By the time the wife called me back, he said, her husband just had an accident. Terrible accident. I can't remember how many months, maybe about 8 or 9 months in the hospital. The right leg practically gone. Different parts of the body shattered and battered. Many people in the car, I think he was the only survivor in that car. Every other person in that car died instantly on the platform of lack of spirituality, on the platform of lack of spiritual engagement. When you are not spiritually sensitive, you can't enter into any trap. The Bible says, and when they had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise, take the young child. Jesus' father, or what you can call foster father, because he wasn't the one that, before you can call somebody a father, he and the wife must have had some relationship. He was just like the let's say, acting father. Or let's say, Joseph, he was a carpenter, the man that helped to bring up Jesus, because we can't call him the father. Praise the Lord. But we can at least call Mary, because at least she carried her in his womb. Now, this man was a sensitive man. Angel could tell him, don't throw this woman out. The baby in her tummy, it was I, Holy Ghost, that impregnated her. And he understood. I don't know how many men are here tonight. Pastor Minister is here tonight to the glory of God. Hallelujah. I don't know how many people are here tonight. God speaks to you in the night where you are praying. Gagala, bragada, ajaja, galeada. The pregnancy in your wife's stomach, I, the Holy Ghost, I impregnate, and you believe. He said, no, it's not Holy Ghost, it is man ghost. My friend! He didn't do this. He was a spiritual man. And the Bible said, arise, take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt and be down there until I bring the word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. Go to verse 16. You must be a spiritually sensitive. That's why many Christians are not sensitive. That's why the devil bastardizes us. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceedingly wroth, and sent forth and slay all the children that were in Bethlehem and in all the coasts thereof from 2 years. You know what this man did? Because he was searching for Jesus, he killed all the children that were 2 years and below. If Jesus was there, he wouldn't have been spared. For you to enjoy preservation, you must be sensitive. Your heart must be in tune with God. Jesus, what are you saying? That's why it's not every time that you are praying that you talk. Sometimes you just wait for God to say something to you. That's why you have to be spiritually sensitive. You can't be a Christian and somebody is living under your roof and the person is a witch and you don't know. A witch is living in your house and you don't know. The witch pack food, give you the mommy. Please. Fry meat. Went to fry meat, gave it to you. Witch. When she and her mates, they are sitting inside the pot in your house to do meeting. Every unspiritually sensitive Christian is vulnerable to perish. But you will not perish. I say you will not perish. So, for you to be preserved, guide your spirituality. Listen, your spirituality is your greatest asset. Your spirituality is your greatest asset. That is your asset. Guide it. The more spiritual you are, the more you are able to enjoy divine preservation. The more you are able to enjoy divine. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 9, God was very angry with all the children of the world. From Genesis chapter 6, from verse 1 particularly. But in verse 9, God was so angry because everybody was into sin except a man called Noah. The Bible says Noah was a righteous man. He was these were the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with God. Noah was a man that walked with God. That's very important. But what is the most important thing about Noah? Noah can pick divine signal. God spoke to him. I want to destroy everybody. I'm tired. But I would say God regretted that he created a human being. So I regret that I created a human being. I want to destroy everybody. And he told him, he said, Noah, I will spare you. Now, begin to build an ark. My question is, if God were to say that kind of thing, you, as you are seated here now, will you pick the signal? Verse 14. Genesis 6, verse 14. Make thee an ark of juniper wood. Rooms shall thou make in the ark, and thou shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it. And God began to tell him what to do. Somebody say divine signal. Somebody say divine signal. Your ability to pick divine signal makes you to be preserved always. That's why your spiritual antenna must be working. Gagara bakata, je kwa kwatela, ziza karibadosh, ila kwatagarakido, zezwa baratosia. You are spiritually engaged. So God can speak to you at every point in time, showing you what to do next, showing you the next move to make. Don't play church. Be spiritually involved in church activities. There is nobody, even a madman, that will try to intimidate a child on his father's laps. A madman can never, as mad as he is. If you see David and Daniel on pastor's leg, one on the left, one on the right, no matter how mad you are, he says, yes, I will deal with you. I will deal with you. But you can't go near them. It is the same thing when you are spiritually engaged and coming to the house of God regularly. You are preserved and protected, and you are spiritually fortified. Nobody can touch you on your father's leg. Grace to stand with God spiritually, that you will be all the days of your life preserved. Receive that grace today in the name of Jesus. Receive that grace today in the name of Jesus. Receive that grace today in the name of Jesus. That young man, I told you the story, he has not recovered till today. After that incident, his life has not, he has left, he has moved from city to city, from city to city, from place to place, from place to place. Things have not balanced because of lack of spiritual activity. May the Lord give you understanding. I said, may the Lord give you understanding. And number 4 point, because we have a lot of prayer points to pray tonight. Number 4 point, which is number 8 tonight, on this keys to preservation, is parental honor. Somebody say parental honor. Somebody say parental honor. When we say parents, they are what we call spiritual parents and biological parents. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, the Bible says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord giveth thee. Honor them. Honoring your parents brings about longevity in your days. Your parents have been dropped by God into your life to help you to enjoy long life. Many, 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 many people's life have been cut short because of dishonor to parents. In Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16, I want us to read it together if possible. Let the media project it, because you see, honoring parents, it prolongs life. If you want your life to be long, honor your parents. Honor them. Honor them. Honor them. Deuteronomy 5 verse 16. If you can open there, let's open there very quickly. Open your Bibles, everybody, very quickly. Deuteronomy chapter 5 verse 16. Are you there? Okay, I'm waiting for you. Now, let's read together, 1, 2, go. Honor thy father and thy mother, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, that thy days might be what? Honoring your parents, your spiritual and your biological parent, prolongs your days. If you were supposed to spend 50 years, it will take it to 100. If you were supposed to spend 100, it will take it to 110. If you were supposed to spend 110, it will... Your parents have been placed there by God. Your spiritual and your biological parents have been placed there by God for you to use them as an instrument to prolong your days. True, definite, consistent... You can't honor somebody and not know, because honor is of the heart. When you honor somebody, in your heart, you will know. People might... You can say, I appreciate you, or good afternoon, or you need that. But that doesn't mean... There was a boy, a young boy. The mother said, you this boy, what's wrong with you? Come and sit down here. And he sat down there. Then he looked up. He said, Mommy, I am sitting down, but in my heart, I am standing up. In physical, I am on my chair. But in this, really, really, I am standing up. So honor is not of the mouth. Honor is of the heart. When you honor your parents, you have qualified for long life. Somebody is here tonight, your life will never be cut short. I say your life will never be cut short. In Proverbs 20 verse 20, Proverbs 20 verse 20, it says, whosoever curseth his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. Proverbs 20 verse 20. Whosoever, if you speak against your father or your mother, if you curse them, hey, what do you mean? Robbie, don't tell me that. That person's light. Your light will never be put out in obscure darkness. I'm not the one that said it. The Bible said it. It's not the pastor that maybe pastor originated. It's from the Bible. That's why you cannot just speak anyhow. You can't speak. You can't. You didn't have the privilege from heaven of choosing who your parents would be. It is God that gave you those parents. If many of us had the privilege to choose who our parents would be, many people seated here today, your parents would be people like Dangote, Obama, and all the big names that you can think of. But you don't have the opportunity. You can't choose. It's too late. All you can do now is to honor them. All you can do now is to reference them. They are illiterates. They are literate. That's not your cup of tea. They gave birth to you. They brought you here. God used them to bring you. So you can't say, no, what do you mean? What do you mean? You are no school. As I begin to round up, in Matthew 15 verse 4, Matthew 15 verse 4, it says, honor thy father and thy mother, and he that curseth his father and his mother, let him die the death. Anybody that speak against his father, children, I hope you are hearing me now. Anybody that speak against, say, let him die the death. Let him die. You will not die the death. I can't hear your amen. That is, a child that speaks against his parent, he says he will just die the death. He will just die. That is, he doesn't need any rat poison. He will just die. God will preserve you. I say God will preserve you. I say God will preserve you. I say God will preserve you. In 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 17, 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 17, he said, let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially those that labor in word and doctrine. Your pastors, give them double honor. The honor you used to give others, give them double. Honor that you give to your lecturer, give them double of it. Honor that you give to outsiders, give them double of it. 1 Timothy 4, verse 17. Somebody is here tonight, you are going to live long. I say you are going to live long. I say you are going to live long. Grace to abide by all these teachings. Receive them tonight in the name of Jesus. I say receive them tonight in the name of Jesus. Receive them tonight in the name of Jesus. For everybody under the sound of my voice, you will never die young. You will never die young. The Lord will preserve you and your family. The Lord will preserve you and your family. The Lord will preserve your going out. The Lord will preserve your coming in. The Lord will keep you in all your ways. In the name of Jesus. You will not dash your foot against a stone. Let me hear your loudest amen. Jump up on your feet tonight. Lift up your two hands to heaven. And thank God for the word he has sent to you tonight. He sent his word. His word healed them. And his word delivered them from all their destruction. Thank God tonight. Give him all the praise. Give him all the glory. Give him all the honor. 1 Timothy 5:17. Give him all the honor. Give him all the adoration. Appreciate him. Appreciate him. Appreciate him. Appreciate him. Give him glory. 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 Appreciate him tonight. What a mighty God we serve. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are a destiny changing God. Your name is
Yahweh.
Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are a destiny changing God.
Your name is Yahweh.
We are not playing. We are trying to enter into his presence. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. You don't just enter like that. So don't think that, oh, we are just playing. No, we are not. We are entering his presence. Lift up your two hands. Wave your hands to him and appreciate him. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are a destiny changing God. Your name is
Yahweh.
Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are a destiny changing God.
Your name is Yahweh.
Miracle walker. You are my miracle walker. Oh, come and do a miracle.
A miracle today.
Come and do a miracle today.
Come and do a miracle.
A miracle today. Miracle walker. You are my miracle. Come and do a miracle today. In my life, in my business, in my home, in my studies.
Come and do a miracle. A miracle today.
Destiny changer. Destiny changer. Destiny changer.
Destiny changer.
Come and change my destiny. You are going to say after me, oh God, tonight we are going into intercessions and prayers. Please, let's minimize the moving out and coming in and concentrate on the prayers for now. And I trust God that it will bless you in Jesus' name. Let me hear you say loudest amen. Oh God, I receive cleansing from every sin and every guilt of sin upon my life. Prayers in Jesus' name. Have mercy upon me tonight. Every sin or anything that I've done wrong in the past that I want to cut my life short, Father, forgive me. Any act of disobedience or any behavior that I might have seen in the past, Father, have mercy on me. Cleanse me. Wash me clean. Let me enjoy cleansing tonight. Wash me clean. Cleanse me. Wash me clean. Cleanse me. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. We don't have more time, so I'll be very fast. Each prayer point will be very fast. So engage yourself maximally. And I have maybe close to almost 20 or so prayer points here. So we need to be very fast. And you are going to say after me, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to be a permanent praise worshiper. Prayers in Jesus' name. I receive the grace to be a permanent praise worshiper. No more complaining. No more murmuring. No more complaining. No more grumbling. Father, give me the grace to be a permanent God praiser. Not complaining anymore. Give me the grace. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Oh God, I receive grace tonight. Loud and clear. Oh God, I receive grace tonight for upright living. I receive grace tonight for upright living. Raise your voice and pray. Father, I receive the grace for upright living. Every power of iniquity in my life is destroyed. Every power of sin is destroyed in my life. No more iniquity around me. Preserve me. Preserve my soul. I receive grace for uprightness. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Oh God, I receive grace tonight for spiritual sensitivity. For spiritual sensitivity. For spiritual sensitivity. Prayers in Jesus' name. Father, empower me tonight for spiritual sensitivity. Empower me tonight for spiritual sensitivity. Reketosa, Mekleke Gedesh, Rakatabadadasa, Rekleke Ketosa, Maseklakosa, Makrakakatabadadasa, Reketebrakotozosh, Ebrakatabadabadabada, Zarakatabrakatoboderoshi, Zekwakwakakaliga, Jarito Sobreketozo. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Can we have on the screen quickly that determine that we read earlier, determine 5 verse 16. Honor thy father and thy mother that thy days may be prolonged. The more you honor your father, the more you honor your mother, the more your days are prolonged. The more you enjoy long life. You are going to say after me, oh God. Oh God, give me the grace to honor my parents that my life might be prolonged. Raise your voice and pray. Pray. Let me honor my father and my mother that my days might be prolonged. My life must not be cut short through disrespect to my parents. My life must not be cut short through disrespect to my parents. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Can we have on the screen again? 1 Timothy 5 verse 17 that I quoted earlier. Let elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially those that labor in word and doctrine. Many lives have been cut short because of disrespect to elders of the church. They serve God, they pay tithe, they come to church, but they have a disrespect for elders, disrespect for considered authority, and because of that, God hurt them. You are going to say after me, oh God, empower me to give double honor unto my pastors, unto my leader. Prayers in Jesus' name. Pray. Raise your voice and pray very well. Empower me for double honor. Let the elder that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they which labor in the word and in the doctrine of the word. Pray. Your life must not be cut short. Pray very well. In Jesus' name we are praying. Oh God, I reject every evil plan of the devil and his agents against me and my family in the rest of this year. Raise your voice and pray. I reject. In Jesus' name we are praying. Please, let us pray very well. Fasting without having time to pray is like you just want your stomach to be flat. You just want to diet. You must pray, and not only pray. The Bible says the effectual fervent prayer, James 5 verse 16, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous. You can't be praying as if you have not been trained in warfare prayer. You can't be praying as if you are not a trained person in the place of prayer. You are going to say after me, oh God, oh God, oh God, in the rest of this year, both me and my family, preserve us from every evil. Prayers in the name of Jesus. Pray. Pray very well. Preserve every one of us from evil. My husband, my wife, my children, every member. Father, preserve our life from evil. We must not partake in evil. We must not participate in evil. Give us long life and prosperity. Long life and prosperity in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. In this ministry, in Impact House, there shall be no loss. There shall be no sorrow. There shall be no sadness. Raise your voice and pray in the name of Jesus. Reketosa pakatosa. Iladoa, Jagua, Raketwa, Jagada, Makatash, Akwataga, Maketege, Lekwataga. In this ministry, in Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You are going to raise up your right hand and say after me, oh God, what are we eat? What are we drink? What are we wear? We not be scarce in the rest of this year. Raise your voice and pray in the name of Jesus. What are we eat? What are we drink? What my children will take to go to school? What are we use to do well in life? It will not be scarce. It will not be scarce. Blessing will not be scanty in my life. Pray very well. Engage yourself in the place of prayer. What are we eat? What are we drink? What are we use to enjoy my life? Will not be scarce. Will not be scanty. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Hold the hands of one person quickly and you are going to pray. You are going to say after me, oh God, any power prolonging the problem of this my friend, Father, bury that power. Prayers in Jesus' name. Any power prolonging the problem of this brother, any power prolonging the problem of this sister, Father, powers that are prolonging their problem, destroy them, scatter them. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Drop those hands and pray for yourself. You are going to say after me, Father, every power prolonging my challenges, die tonight. Prayers in Jesus' name. Every power prolonging my problem, prolonging the marriage of my children, prolonging my fertility, prolonging my admission, every power prolonging my breakthrough, die tonight. Reketo brakadabash, rakabagadabadabashagadash, jakwakwakakada, jakwakwakedash, raketo brakados, abrakatakatakaya, jakwateketea, zakreketobash, abrakatobagadash, rekete brakotozoa, jakrakakategadia. Every power prolonging my problem, in Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Oh God, break the yoke of delay in my life tonight. Prayers in Jesus' name. Father, break the yoke of delay. Delay. Break that yoke. Destroy the yoke of delay. Destroy the yoke of delay. The delay in breakthrough. The delay in progress. The delay in advancement. The delay in sharing my testimony. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Powers planning my disgrace, die tonight. Prayers in Jesus' name. Powers planning my disgrace. Rekete begere. Jakwa kwakada. Magazagadabaya. Azagwagwagwade. Reketo brakatege. Zakra kakatoza. Lekwa kwagwagwa. Zarokoto bregedi. Zakwandegedea. Powers planning my disgrace, powers planning my disgrace, reketeg, zagwagwa, ragadaja, zakwategadua, jambrakatwa. Pray with passion, 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 pray with passion. Powers planning my disgrace, die tonight. Powers planning the disgrace, in Jesus' name we are praying. One more prayer. Father, cause your church, Impact House, to march forward, to go forward. Prayers in Jesus' name. Impact House, march forward. No hindrance. No stumbling blocks. No hindrance. We are breaking forth on every side. We are progressing. We are advancing. We are engaged. We are going forward. Nothing can stop our testimony. Muscles are won. More lives are changed. We are a church without walls. No more limitations. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. I've come here tonight with a judgmental anointing. And so tonight, whatever is determined to see that your obituary come out, that power is judged tonight in the name of Jesus. That power is judged tonight in the name of Jesus. Every power digging your grave, every power that wants to silence you, every power that wants to limit your joy, tonight I declare that they're destroyed in the name of Jesus. Anyone here tonight with any evil mark, anyone tonight programmed for death between now and December 31st, that evil mark is wiped away in the name of Jesus. That evil mark is wiped away in the name of Jesus. Every child in this commission, all our children, the sucking children, the one in primary schools, the one in secondary schools, the one in higher institution, all our children, the ones here and the multitude that have traveled, I declare safety concerning them in the name of Jesus. With this, your two ears, you will never hear bad news. Via this communion tonight, I decree safety for you and your family. 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 You will live long in the name of Jesus. You will live long in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. I extend this prayer to every member of your family. Your husband, your wife, your parents, your brothers and sisters and their children. This same grace extends to them in the name of Jesus. So shall it be.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.